Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
NBA players have been paid well over 50% of their salaries already. There'll be some back and forth, certainly, about how much they get paid to finish the season, but it won't be a nuclear winner. Now, baseball seems to be walking that path.
There is no chance that baseball is being played in 2021. The season is over.
Look, the bottom line is money talks, and if they want to do it, I think there are more people that don't right now than the ones that do.
For lack of better words, somebody's going to get screwed. You don't want to have a COVID cup. Whoever wins the cup is going to have people trying to take it away from them their whole lives.
Could we implement the current CDC guidelines and have significantly less fans than we're used to? I think it's possible.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, my God. Do you know we have now gone it's 93 days without having a sporting event in Boston. 93 days without having a sporting event. And that is the most in this century, the most downtime we've had without having a sporting event in this city. I mean, it's almost
has it really been that long?
93 days, right?
Yeah, wow. It's like, I tell you what, I can't believe you actually... I've actually stopped keeping track. It got to the point where one day kind of morphed into the other, and I just kind of... I feel like Tom Hanks, you know, and what was that movie? Or Castaway. When he was in that movie Castaway, and his best friend was a volleyball.
Wilson.
Yeah, I feel like I'm that guy. I don't know anymore. I have no idea what's going on.
I have no idea anything. Doctors keep on coming on. We had another doctor on today. Hope Dale listened to the doctor today. Made an awful lot of sense. Gave us more updates. They're doing research here. They're doing research in South Korea. That'll make a difference. So we'll get to all of that in a couple of minutes. But we hit some breaking news here.
We did.
In the last hour. If we have to get to it, this is unbelievable. So we have spent a lot of time over the last few weeks because we've had 5 weeks because we've had nothing else to talk about. And so we've been talking about The Last Dance. And so The Last Dance goes back and finds not only the last year of Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls dynasty, but it really goes behind the scenes of Michael and the whole career and a lot of other guys.
And other guys
are getting pissed now. We'll get to all of that. But isn't it amazing? It took a long time to make that. Tom Brady and ESPN announced today that coming to ESPN in early 2021, we're going to have a nine-part Tom Brady documentary series. It's called Man in the Arena, and they dropped the little trailer today.
What?
Like the music?
Realizing my potential has been what my career has been all about. Things that I've dreamed about have actually come true.
And the Patriots have won Super Bowl 36. Unbelievable.
Things have happened in my life as I kind of hoped they would happen. It's been, just a complete evolution. You know, how I just kept kind of fighting and clawing to continue to power forward. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you keep trying to make progress. So when I look at over 20 years, I look how far I've come. But there's not one step that I took where I realized, look how far I've come. But those series of steps that I put together, I go, wow, that's quite a journey.
Kind of a weak trailer, to be honest with you. The music's not bad. Weak
the music's, listen, the that music could make you talking interesting.
But here's the problem I have with it. Come on, Tommy. It's too soon. And you know what we're doing here? This is not 30 years later. This is not when people have an opportunity to reflect back in their lives and other people can look at certain things that happen in interaction with you and with Belichick and with other teammates or what. No. This is fresh while you're still playing for another team. And it's going to be an infomercial. It's not going to have any controversy. There was some controversy, even though Michael Jordan basically handpicked and kind of led the direction of his documentary. This thing, do we have anything but fluff in this one?
I tell you what, I would like to request the music while I respond, Ryan. Just going to let you know that. You know what, Glenn? When I hear the sound, it just makes me talk real slow and with emphasis on certain words. And I don't really know what I'm capable of doing until I actually do it, Glenn. And then I look back on what I just said and say, that was really good. I'm kind of a stud when I talk. I mean, thank you, Ryan. I mean, honest to God, Glenn, you hit this one.
9 points.
You hit this one out of the bar. Just listen to it. Just listen to it. You're not going to get anything. You're going to get, here's how I sustained my career. Here's how I hooked up with a supermodel. Here's how my hair came back, and even though it was receding. Here's how the cleft in my, whatever that thing is called on your chin, whatever that thing is called. That thing, wasn't even there before he met Giselle.
You think that was plastic surgery?
I feel like it was added. My point is, he is not a jerk like Jordan, and he is peddling different type of products where shoes sell themselves. You have to push his philosophy, his supplements, his workout regimen, everything about it. You have to keep pushing it, and you have to prove it. Selling sneakers are easy. Everybody wants them, and you got hundreds of studs out there playing in the NBA that little kids want to be like. Not this. This, I agree with you. One, I think it's too damn soon.
Too soon.
But at the same time, Glenn, this is the new Brady. I warned you. This is the new Brady. Lots of infomercials, lots of self-diagnosis, lots of soul-searching. I mean, honest to God, he is one documentary away from Tony Robbins. That's it. You know what's next for TB12? These random, you know, retreats at some tropical island where a bunch of people who have low self-esteem, a lot of money, low self-esteem, go there to work out, be empowered, and all that other bull crap.
Man, that's quite a journey.
He just did Tom versus Time. This is
he didn't just do Tom versus Time. Tom versus Time was like
2 years ago.
30 minutes or something like that. It was short.
Yeah, well, this is his company. It's the same exact thing. It's the same people. Shoper's doing it. It's all the same people.
Oh, no. You know what I just thought of,
Glenn? It's all going to be the same stuff, guys. Listen, you know what? Lou, who, by the way, took the day off today because apparently he was beaten up on Twitter last night. He couldn't deal with it anymore. And he needed some time.
No, he looked at the weather.
Yeah, he did. He's smart.
He was going to be nice today.
Notice Lou does that. Lou, first of all, doesn't give a lot of notice when he's taking time off. But then, you know, he takes time off that he deserves. Obviously, it's his vacation time he has. But he does look at the weather forecast. I think you're right. He does. He looks at the weather forecast. But he might have gotten this one right originally when we first talked about where Tom was going to go. And if you remember, he said, it's not necessarily about winning for Tom. It's about Tom going out and having a good time right now. And Tom going out and going to Tampa Bay because he's got weapons and he can throw and he can do this and he can do that or whatever. So maybe that's it. Maybe Tommy just wants to have a good time out there. Maybe it's not about winning championships anymore. Maybe that's not it anymore. It's about building the brand. He's already got all the championships. He's got all the hardware. He's going to go down not only in the Hall of Fame, but the greatest player of all time. Now it's about just building up. He looks at Jordan. He says he's worth, what, $2 billion?
Yeah.
I could be worth $2 billion. Giselle and I could be worth $2 billion.
Oh, he will. I think they both will collectively, easily. When it's all said and done, most definitely.
But is he trying to just have fun here? Is that it? And
brand? No, to me, this is... I always felt like doing these things, you really needed to be right in the head. Because your attention and a lot of your time is taken away from what it should be focused on, which is football. I always hated it when guys became famous or, you know, had a good season, and next thing you know, they were showing up to an opening of a toilet bowl. They were so desperate for attention and money. It just drove me crazy because it takes a lot of energy, and people just sit there and look at you differently. I don't know why he would do it now, but I do believe, again, that this is the new Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know, this chapter of his life with the Patriots is over and everything is done with. Now it's about showing other people that they can be Tom Brady too. You can marry a hot supermodel in the prime of her career, have two kids with them, and then, you know, sing Kumbaya and live by Mother Earth's rules and regulations and be best friends with and have Mother Nature be your godmother. Right? That's what you can do. Everyone can do that, right? It's like you're just like every other person.
So does anybody think that there's going to be anything controversial? I mean, first of all, they sit down and talk to old players. Nobody's going to say anything negative.
Nothing negative to say. That's the thing.
What I mean.
There's nothing negative to say.
Nine parts.
I mean, who would say, so you saw that now, the Jordan documentary, the Jordan series, nobody ever said anything bad about him. None of the players said anything bad about him.
No.
Not one.
No.
But now, which we'll get to, you have all these other guys that play with him calling him out. But I can't think of one person that either that I played with or that played after me that has one negative thing to say about him. They couldn't search for it. Guys, his locker's a little messy. Not one person will say, so you're right, 100% infomercial. All about Tom, and I think I'm kind of at my limit.
I am at my limit.
You know, the free
agency thing. I think he's going to turn people off. I do.
Yeah, I think it's going to wear. I think you got to be real selective and real careful about how much information. Well, he's going to win.
He better win.
Will he win at all?
He better win. No. Winning.
Well,
deep
in the playoffs is two games, right?
If he falters and that team does not do that well or reach expectations, it could get ugly. It could get ugly. People are going to start turning on him. They will. All right, we had to throw that out because it is, you know, they just announced it, and I don't know how people feel about it, but I just think it's too soon. And what are we doing here? So we look at the popularity of how it worked for Michael Jordan, and we suddenly say, oh, let's go do it ourselves. I'm not sure that works. All right, we wanted to start the show today, and we will get into it coming up next about what's happening with sports. The big fella showed up to work today, even though we're doing it from our separate Shaw's and Star Market studios. And he said he feels much better today about sports and all this other stuff. I have no idea what the hell he was smoking last night. No clue. Because 24 hours later, I have no different feeling. Even though the NHL has come up with a plan, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But I don't understand why he's feeling good. We'll find out why he's feeling good coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready for a miracle?
I could listen to this all afternoon.
I feel like I'm in church. Church is open again.
All afternoon.
Let's go.
R-E-S-T.
Come on, churches in Rhode Island are open. I feel the load in shoes right now. They're making me dance.
You're going to need to read. You're going to need somebody to make you feel good about this one, because I'm going to tell you this. When you first said this to me today, said, I feel so much better in this. Like a yo-yo.
What are we talking about? No. First of all, I am the farthest thing from a yo-yo. I am. Like a steel, like, just drum. Like, you can beat me and I sound the same every single time. So, no, what I said to you is it's happening.
What
we've been talking about, eventually people are going to start doubting the governors and the politicians, the doctors. They're going to start revolting. They're going to start questioning every last thing they do in it, and then they say. Because in the New York Post, say what you want about the New York Post, the headline is, it needs to end now. It talks about New York City, how nobody's at work, and nobody trusts the politicians, and no one can say the right thing, and no one's consistent, and they're constantly wishy-washy, and they use stats, they don't use stats, they move the goalposts constantly. So, to me, that is what you're going to see more of. I don't care what side of the fence politically you stand on, you're going to start questioning first, then demanding a change, or just demand, you know, a clean answer. And don't tell me, well, the virus dictates. No. I'm not allowing you to say that. You cannot say, oh, well, the virus dictates what we do. No, you do. It's time for you to get a spine. It's time for you to make a decision. It's time for you to look at all the stats and all the information and listen to and stop saying should, could, would. I can do that with everything I do during my day. I just feel like you should, and Glenn, you should be happy about this. It's happening. I can feel it. It's starting to happen. And it's not just
you're missing
the New York
it entirely.
Post, Glenn.
You're
what getting, am I missing, old powerful
getting,
one?
Yeah, you're getting caught up in the fluff around it. Nothing
has
changed.
What are you talking about? Wait, hold on, fluff. What are you talking about?
First of all, let me make the point. You and I totally agree that we believe that right now we understand what the virus is and who it afflicts, okay? And that there are ways that we can safely get society back and protect those that are the most harmed by it, the elderly. We both agree that we should be moving forward. So what you've done is your evidence here today is you've taken a very conservative writer in David Marcus, who is a key writer for the contributor for the Federalist, okay, very conservative group, and writing in the New York Post. And he's saying the same thing he was saying 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. It's like, why don't you listen to Sean Hannity? Hannity's going to say the same thing to you. Now, I'll give you the flip side. Let's go to the Boston Globe. Can we all agree? As liberal a newspaper as you're going to find in the country. And you know what they're writing about here today? They're saying just the opposite. Matter of fact, they are supporting Ayanna Pressley, who thinks that Charlie Baker is moving too quickly to reopen the state. And the Boston Globe is sitting there going, she is right. Charlie needs to slow down. What are we talking about? Here's the headline. Ayanna Pressley is right. Opening the state could close more caskets. You just said, both sides are coming together. We couldn't be more split. There is a group over here that says we've got to move on. We've got to open up the economy. We've got to get sports back. And we've got to protect the elderly. And there's another group that's sitting here going, nope. I'm collecting my paycheck. I'm sitting here. I don't want to move. We don't need to move. We need to wait until they have a vaccine. We need to wait until not a single person has this disease or is dying from this disease. Nothing has changed, Christian.
Can you read that headline to me again?
The headline in the Globe. Ayanna Pressley is right. Opening
the
state
headline
could close more caskets.
You guys are hitting the nail right on the coffin.
Okay. And they have an editorial here basically agreeing with her that Charlie Baker is moving too quickly to reopen the state. Do you agree with that? So what you get from David Marcus in the Post is going to be more of what you think and I think. And what you're going to get from the Boston Globe is the opposite side. And that's why we can't accomplish anything. We can't get anything done here.
First of all, there's a lot to this. Okay. One, do we all have to act like we're 11, 12-year-old girls with just the over-dramatizing everything? I mean, I have an 8-year-old girl. I have a 10-year-old girl in the house of, 16, 30. I mean, hell, I got all ages. I got so many kids. And I feel like every time I read a headline, I feel like it's one of my daughters who got caught doing something they shouldn't have done.
My dad is from British.
Yeah, and then they're overreacting because they don't want to get in trouble, so they put on the waterworks and they overdramatize it and they just overact like crazy. To me, that's reckless what they're doing. You're trying to grab the scariest, nastiest headline. So you use casket, you use coffin. You got to stop with it. You don't have to over dramatize it to get your point across.
But where
you don't have to do it.
Optimistic today. How's anything changed?
I tell you what. I think there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic today, and the New York Post was just one of them. And you can talk about who this guy is and where his political how he sits political.
Six, 8 weeks.
It doesn't matter. This is the first one I've seen where it was the headline where they
go
took
back
the whole
and look
front
at
page.
Other ones. Go back. They
okay.
write it every day.
And I look at it. I follow the New York Post because I'm an avid reader, just like you are in the Sacramento Bee. But here's the other thing. Okay, that's one, and I was very happy about that because I do think you have to push these people, these politicians, to out of their comfort zone and make a decision.
David Marcus
the
in
other
the New
one,
York Post on the Federalist is not going to push somebody
the other
on the
one,
other side of the
doesn't
aisle.
Matter.
They're calling
doesn't
him
matter.
Crazy.
No, it's a call to arms is what it is. That's what I consider it, a call to arms. Instead of your pitchfork, use your voice and tell people and tell your politicians to stop screwing around. Okay, here's the other one. I had told you a while ago that I thought college, if we were having this debate whether or not college football – colleges in general and specifically college football would be a indication of what the NFL or pro sports would do. Well, college football is full speed ahead. I'm amazed that
some,
I feel like the college
some colleges.
Well,
some.
Listen, a lot of them, and there are different levels, obviously, and some of the colleges have a lot of money. They can do other things that colleges can't. But I hear this Ohio State that how they're going to, one, they're opening up voluntary camps lifting on January 1st. I just got news from my son's college that they're opening up also, and my son's got a report June 14th, and I called. I said, are we really doing this? And the athletic director sent me a whole list of things that they're doing and that the Pac-12 commissioners are all getting together to vote on exactly what's going to happen. But when Ohio State comes out and says, hey, we can have 40, 50,000 fans. We're working on that right now. We're not going to be sold out, but we know we can do it. And I said, okay, good. If you can do it, then do it. So why can't the NFL, if college football is going to allow not just students, but fans from all different areas to come to the stadium and watch, if they're going to allow football players, athletes to be back on campus and live there, go to the facilities, work out, in small groups, mind you, with lots of regulations and lots of stipulations as far as protocol, then what are we talking about?
Because it all depends.
What's the delay?
Because every state is looking at it much differently. And that is the problem here. Every area is looking at it differently. And even the numbers in the hot spots are coming down. And those governors, those mayors are still not pushing forward. We've seen it here in Massachusetts. So let's take Ohio State. Let's start with the colleges.
Sure.
Okay?
Let's do that.
And this is the AD, Gene Smith, who thinks the school can offer a safe environment.
So, obviously, we're fortunate with 100,000 seats in the stadium. Could we implement the current CDC guidelines, the state guidelines around physical distancing, mask requirements, and all those type of things in an outdoor environment and have, obviously, significantly less fans than what we are used to? I think it's possible. So, I just feel like we have the talent and skill and the space capacity to provide an opportunity for a certain number of fans to have access to our particular stadium.
So that goes back to what we were saying yesterday. I think we all agreed that if you're looking for herd immunity, and that is one way of trying to eradicate what you're dealing with, is the college campus would be the best place. Now, you're going to have to get the older professors, older coaches or whatever, older staff members in some type of safe environment. But students right now, we know, are not really affected by this. They might get a little bit of the flu, but they're not affected. And then they build up immunity. And as we're now hearing in more and more research that's being done, once they gain immunity after 14 days, they're not going to pass it along to anybody else. There's solid research right now that shows it, including the doctor today that was on with Dale O'Keefe. And I've heard this from numerous doctors. And, of course, South Korea did a whole study on this. So it makes sense. Now, you can't bring people from outside the campus in, though. Christian, you can't do that. You can't bring older people. So it would have to be relegated to students. But you tell me what happens when Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, when suddenly the numbers start popping up and the media jumps all over it. You're watching CNN that night.
What happens when?
We got 146 positive cases, even though they're 21 years old. They're 19 years old. I will guarantee you again, you're going to be dealing with the optics and you're going to be dealing with people like the Boston Globe, who's opening the state.
Nobody
He's
in
just
Ohio
gonna close more
gives
caskets.
A crap about the Boston Globe. A lot of people in Massachusetts don't give a crap about the Boston Globe.
I'm not disagreeing
that's
with
okay.
you. You and I are in agreement
in
this.
At what point
in
time does the Boston Globe speak for everyone in Massachusetts? When is that?
Just the opposite.
No, you keep using the Boston Globe as some sort of...
You're missing the point.
No, I'm not missing the point.
I understand what the Globe
is. You haven't
is.
Changed your point. You haven't changed it. What I'm saying is, first of all, the Ohio's governor was one of the first ones to shut down. One of the first states
Correct.
To shut down. Was very proactive. And I remember Baker followed right afterwards. This is early March. They shut down. I was like, wow, that was quick. My point is that if the people who are making these decisions at these universities, they have a lot of responsibilities. They have a lot of people to answer to. And I was just sitting there thinking about all these football players. So they're going to make all these regulations. They're going to tell everybody to come back. And they're going to say it's voluntary. Well, we know what that really means. It means you got to be there. But what if you're a kid and your parents are like, no, you're not going. I don't want you there. What's going to happen? So not only do you the real thing at college that you have to convince the parents that it's a safe environment, that you're going to take care of their child when they leave. I see this as another sign that sports are coming back. If universities are going to have, if Clemson is going to have students on campus doing class, going to classes, holding football practice, having games, the NFL, you shouldn't worry about the NFL. Because if Ohio State can do it, now granted, he says that they have a little bit of an advantage. There's over 102,000 people. So if they're at 50,000, hell, that's capacity for most schools. So they're fine. But an 80,000-seat stadium in the NFL can't hold 30?
Listen,
with suites?
But you and I are in total agreement. College would be the first place, in my opinion, because you're dealing with mostly young people. Majority of them, you can protect the older people. You can put them in a safe environment. And you're dealing with young kids that we know are not going to die with this, okay? Even though they get it. So if they test positive, that's okay. All they're doing is building up immunity. I am in total agreement. What I'm telling you is, you're dealing with people out there in society. We're all split. You and I are the gung-ho. Let's move forward. Let's figure a way of doing this safely, okay, and doing it so we can get the economy back, and it's not going to create more problems for people with poverty, depression, and everything else down the road. The problem is you've got all these people who are fighting it, and they're going to continue to fight it. They're not giving up. They are not giving up, and it is split politically along party lines. You're already seeing it. And I think the colleges, once it hits, will fold. They will fold with this.
You think, okay, so because the reality is that schools open up, businesses open up, whatever, stores, everything opens up. You're going to get a spike. People are going to catch it. People
you
are going to get
COVID-19.
We get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so fine. So if we all
You're giving
know,
me the obvious
we,
here. You're
no,
not
no, no,
giving
hold
me
on.
The opposition.
Let me finish. if we all have the same understanding, then why would you even accept someone saying, I told you so?
Because we don't have the same understanding. Be. There's a huge split out there in the country right now.
Glenn,
we don't.
It all
you
comes
and
back
I have
to,
the same understanding.
I know, but it all comes back to having a spine. I know, as a president of a university, as an owner of a team, as a whatever, I know that there's going to be a spike. It's going to happen. Everybody, that we can all agree on that, right? You re-engage, get back together again, but we've all learned new rules of social distancing.
Okay, so let's stop right there. I want you to stop right there because you're absolutely right and we all agree with that. Now, you have two different views as to what happens when that spike hits. You and I are sitting there going, you fight through it, especially if you're on a college campus, because you're dealing with an average age of about 21 years, right? Most people out there, certainly at least half of them out there, are sitting there going, shut it down. That's it. And you're talking about academia now. You're telling me that the college president is going to listen to the freaking AD? He's going to shut it down because there will be too much pressure on him. And it's a shame. I agree with you. It's a shame. But you're right. We all know there's going to be that spike. The difference is you and I are going to react, and some people are going to react one way, and other people are going to react in a totally different manner.
No, and my answer is, okay, so each state is going to open up and close as they deem fit and they deem necessary.
So then you don't have opposition. You don't have teams to play.
Well, you know what? It's never going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect.
How do you travel?
What do you mean, how do you travel? You hop on a bus if you have to travel. Hell, all these kids have been taking, when you talk
bus
about kids.
Where Ohio State goes to Oregon? What do we do here?
No, we're not playing Oregon. We're not playing Oregon. We're not canceling that game. We're going to play Kent State
There's student athletes. In the end, the AD and the football people and the athletic people are looking at it saying, we're losing a fortune here. It's going to kill all of our sports. So we can't supplement swimming and tennis and field hockey if we don't have football. We don't have basketball. I get what they're trying to do. The problem is you're going to get the academia people, the people at the top of the list. Those are the people that are going to sit there and say, I don't care. Nope, we're not doing it.
Who is the other president? Gordon Gee. I think he's at West Virginia. I think he was another guy. Yeah. He was at Ohio State, and he was at a bunch of different schools, and he's very pro football. So he goes to West Virginia. He says, "No, we're going to do this." And all
he's got a good shot in West Virginia because most of the public will be supportive of him. They will be.
And Ohio
is going to be a split.
So I just feel when I saw, because I do not think that we've all kind of had our fill of this, and I think that if you were one of those people who were on the fence, and to be cautious, you lean towards the side of not going out and keeping everything closed. Now I think if we have more information, and I think you can read through the BS, I think you can understand who has an agenda and who doesn't.
Your
so
US
then you just
representative
look, and then
is
you just
telling
look
you,
at the facts.
You're missing it. Your representative here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is telling you right now that Charlie Baker, we're sitting here bitching at Charlie Baker, okay? Greg's been doing it every morning, bitching about the fact that he's too slow in opening things up. She is your representative, or one of the representatives in this country. She's sitting here telling you that Charlie is doing it too fast. And then if we open up the state, we're going to close more caskets. There are people that are fighting this. So what you're doing is you're giving your opinion, and I agree with your opinion. I am with you. I think we need to move forward here, and again, in a safe manner. The problem is these other people aren't listening to you, and I don't know who you're talking to that in the last day you feel better about this stuff. I don't. I don't feel better about the NHL. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Pierre McGuire is going to join us. I think that's a joke. The NBA, you're already hearing it. If you heard Chris Mannix today with Dale and Keith, we'll get to that as well. I don't hear the optimism. And are you ready for this? I'll give you some more. What you think is optimism with the NFL. These are doctors now talking about what they need to do with the NFL. This is Boston University, Dr. Davidson Hammer. I think they may want to think about a shortened season. What we normally see is the end of the season, the playoffs and the Super Bowl, that could be peak time potentially. So what we're going to do is we're going to be fearful of the boogeyman, that it's all coming back. As you said, we all know it's coming back. And so what we're going to do is we're going to guess that it's coming back in February. We're going to shorten the season, move the Super Bowl up to New Year's Day or whatever, and shorten the season because we're fearful. Oh, my God, the boogeyman's coming back again. How about this one? This is Emory University professor. These are people that are talking to the NFL. They're on the panel. They're helping them out. Zach Biney. Tom Brady and his backup probably shouldn't be spending a lot of time together in the same room. They go on to, these doctors go on to say, you can't put all of the offensive linemen in one meeting room. You got to mix and match offensive linemen and defensive linemen. You have scientists and doctors, Christian, as you know, who know zero about football. You tell me what you're going to gain in the weekly meetings of putting three, four offensive linemen and six defensive linemen in the room together. What are you going to learn there?
What am I going to learn?
In a meeting. What good's the meeting? How's the meeting? The meeting's a waste of time.
Why? Because I don't have a full group?
No, because what they want to do is split these groups up, but they don't want to put them all in one position.
They're not going to. No, we're not doing that. We are going to. They have the means and the capability to do this. Give us a problem, we'll find a solution.
But people disagree with us.
No. You know why they don't? Because, you know, I don't want to hear from somebody that's never been in a locker room, never played on a team, and has no idea how they... Who makes the decisions?
Charlie Baker is making the decisions. Doctors are making the decisions.
I just feel like there's so many...
These aren't football people.
There's so many people. If I just wish I would just, I just want the facts. You know, I don't want your political stance to be involved in your opinion of the situation.
So, hold on.
When I said it's happening, what I believe is that people are starting to see through it. I believe that people are starting to understand how they're being used as like a bunch of puppets. We're just a bunch of marionettes. They're controlling us, and they're controlling our emotions because people are fearful and they're scared. You see, my wife was telling me the story about this Broadway actor who got COVID-19 and got really, really sick, had to lose a leg, and has been fighting for their life over and over again. And the first thing I said is like, well, that's terrible. And now people are going to use that case, that story, as a means for scaring everybody when it's one out of 25,000, 50,000. But
Nick Cordero.
That's the headline. That's the headline right there. And everyone's going to look at it and then, I'm going back underground.
See, I think what you're hearing from your friends, and I'm hearing from my friends. So my friends are getting very frustrated, same as your friends. It's because we probably all kind of agreed right from the beginning, like what David Marcus did with the New York Post, and certainly what the columnist Janine Osterheld did in the Globe. She had a totally different belief of all of this. And then when you throw the facts out there, there are a zillion facts out there. How many times do you hear people, when we bring up a fact, and they sit there and go, oh, you guys aren't talking to the scientists? And I'm sitting there going, no, I'm reading a fact right here from a scientist, right here. The problem is, everybody has their own facts now. So we're so split up in all of this that there are no set neutral facts anymore. Everybody seems to have their own facts, or you don't like the facts because they don't fit your argument, so you change them around. That's why we're in a mess right now, Kristen. That's all I'm saying. In a total mess. I think you're living in a dream world right now, and I like your dream because I wish we could get to that point and get all this stuff back. I'm not sure we're going to get there. The NHL's come up with a new plan. The NBA, there's a little bit more information on this. Is any of that positive? We're going to do that coming up next. Pierre McGuire will join us at the top of the hour. And then we got the mystery guest coming up at 4 o'clock. Here's the bad news. Lou's got the day off. The good news is each one of us get an extra question for the mystery guest today. Extra question.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To go straight into the playoffs, where goals are precious, and by the way, the referees haven't reffed the game in 2 months, and the calls are always controversial, and to introduce that much of a variable into the equation, it doesn't bode well, just looking at it. So I think, you know, a reasonable period, at least 2 or 3 games, has to happen before they start playing playoff games. But I don't know how you resolve that.
So that's our buddy Jack Edwards talking with us last week about the NHL. So here's what happens. So a league releases the latest idea that they have, and then suddenly people start getting excited. And they think, oh, the NHL's coming back. We've been saying this now for 2 weeks. Where's the NHL? Is the NHL? They're going to be done, right? They're done because they're not saying anything. Nobody's talking, right? They're done. And then
they're the smart ones.
And then last night, no, I'm not sure they're the smart ones. And then last night, the NHL comes out with an idea. And they throw it out there, and people get all excited like we're going to start playing NHL hockey again. So here's what the NHL idea is. They're going to utilize 2 hub cities for the restart. They're going to have 24 teams, the 24 highest teams when they left playing, in a conference-based playoff format, all right? They could possibly use 4 hub arena sites, but they have major problems because they have teams in Canada, and right now you can't actually go up there, and there's travel restrictions coming from Canada here. So there's certain limitations that they have. But here's where it really gets goofy. So they're going to have an opening round, and the top 4 seeds, your Boston Bruins being one of those, would get a bye in the first round. A bye, which
not really.
Well, you're going to play a stupid little round robin thing. That's what they're talking about doing. So you get a bye in the first round. And then the other teams fight it off against each other. So you get 5 versus 12, 6 versus 11, et cetera, et cetera. And you're going to play either a best of 3 or a best of 5, which is not good in hockey because the goaltender really can get hot for a couple of games and really screw you, okay? So what they're going to do, because they know that they can't sit those 4 top teams down, those top seeds down, for too long a period of time, because it wouldn't be fair. They're going to let them have like an exhibition scrimmage amongst the 4 of them. But it's not do or die hockey. It's not Stanley Cup playoff do or die hockey. It's not played at the same level. It makes zero sense. If I am a top seed, I want to play right out of the gate.
You are playing right out the gate. What do you mean? Why are you talking like this?
But you're not playing out of the gate.
First of all, let's all admit that this is not normal life. So we are going to adjust, we are going to adapt, and we are going to overcome.
Well, let's call it the new normal. It's the new normal.
Yeah, I've never heard that one before. I said this months ago. Nothing. There's not a radical idea that I won't consider.
I would agree.
So they say, fine. All right, we're going to make the best of this, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to let the top 4 seeds aren't going to play, but we're not going to let them just sit there and let the other teams who aren't that much better than them in standings. Maybe some of them are, but you really, when you go from points, it's like, okay, the difference between winning and losing is a puck here and a puck there. So I think we're still going to let them play games. It's almost going to be like a preseason game. Each team is going to just be real careful not to get hurt. They're going to get their legs underneath them. It's going to be a lot of brother-in-law. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Which is what they need, as opposed to going from 0 to 100. Well, yeah, and I would say you get more opportunity. You get the same opportunity as the teams that are playing live games that matter. But you're not really risking any injury. You're actually honing your skills. You actually get the benefit. I actually kind of like this idea. So you're going to, since I played so well, you're going to give me a couple tune-up games that don't matter. that don't mean anything in a series.
So why am I going
all
from
my
16?
Mistakes? Hold on, I'm going to make all my mistakes in these crappy games that don't matter in the round robin. Well, what's wrong with that, Glenn?
Because
you
I think you're
such
playing
a bad idea.
Because you're playing with, at a different level when you're playing in a much.
You should
game.
Get a benefit. So totally what they're trying different. To do is, like, listen,
I don't
you
think
guys,
you're getting a benefit.
You know, well, so that's you. See, I totally think of it differently. So I mean, maybe you probably have the same issues with players, because I look at it as, okay, they have to play real games right off the bat. We get to play some tune-up games and figure everything out, get our legs underneath us, kind of figure out our spacing and, you know, our attitude, and then we get the benefit because we played so well during the regular season, we get more time to get ready. They just have to jump right into it cold. All they're going to be able to do is practice and scrimmage amongst themselves. They're not going to play against another team.
Well, what are you getting? What am I getting out of that tournament with four games?
You're counting it. The way I look at it is like, okay, I don't have to go into the playoffs cold. I actually get to get my feet wet, get my timing down, which I think is hugely important, especially for all these guys that haven't been on the ice, Glenn.
More practice. I want to play
no,
a game.
No, you can. Okay, fine. Go play in a game.
I think it's
both
more
teams
practice.
Both teams are gonna suck. You get the benefit of playing in a game, but not the burden of whether you win or lose. To me, that's perfect. So they're giving you an advantage. They're saying, listen, we're going to let you guys play real games. They're just not going to matter. And you can practice lines. You can figure out who's hurt. You have lots of opportunities, and you get to watch us. You get to watch us play, and then get to figure out. We don't get to watch you. And if we do, it's just a bunch of bogusness that you're throwing out there.
Here's the other thing. Matt Duchene threw it out of the Predators, and I think he's absolutely right. You're going from 16 to 24 teams. You're changing the entire format. This is going to be the COVID Cup. He wants nothing to do with the COVID Cup. That's what he's saying. This is not the Stanley Cup. This is the COVID Cup. I don't know why you don't look at it and say, okay, the teams that were in a run for a playoff spot didn't get it, so we're sorry. I know we had like 10 games, 12 games to play. You're sorry, but we're going to take the 16 teams that when we stop playing are in this thing, and then start your playoffs right then and there.
Listen, here's the thing, Glenn. I'm fine with that idea also. What they're trying to do, and this is where people get into problems. This is what happens with Major League Baseball. You're trying to keep everybody happy. You're trying to include everybody. And the fact is that you'll never be able to do it. Because there are some teams that are one game, two games behind, and they were in a playoff hunt, yet the season ended. So, hey, this isn't fair. Well, it is what it is. The season ended abruptly. If you were in the playoffs when the season ended, and then you're in it. If not, and you were pretty close, well, sorry, too bad. I'm fine with that also. I'm fine with teams getting held out and getting screwed. Not a problem. It's a crazy world. We're just all trying to adapt to it. But I'm also fine with giving those teams a little bit of incentive. The thing with Duchene is, so what? If it's called the COVID Cup, of course it is. No one's going to look down on you. I would say this, if you win the Stanley Cup, you're actually winning it under tougher circumstances than anyone else that came before you. So that, to me, should be a badge of honor. They shut the season down for 2 months, man, and then they said, go play playoffs. Go play, and then they added more teams. They went from 16 to 24, and we're still playing seven games, best of seven games. Are you kidding me? There should be an asterisk attached to it only because of the big break in it. This isn't a draft shortened season. They basically played the entire season, and they're actually making it harder. No one's going to diminish.
Listen,
would you diminish it if the Bruins win it?
It'll be viewed differently.
Why?
Be viewed differently because it's a whole different format, and it will be. I'm not saying that I want them to play. I want all these leagues to play. And so you're right. The fact that they're coming up with something is better than nothing. I still think in the long run, what we're doing is we're playing little games here. So every day somebody's sitting there with a pad of paper and they're coming up with a new plan. Oh, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. And yet it still comes down to all of the other stuff that we talk about. Like everybody was the gung-ho. Major League Baseball was going to start 2 weeks ago. And then they started to having to really plan out how they were, the logistics, and how everything was going to work. And then we found out that it's just blowing up at the seams.
Well,
the same thing's going to happen here, and the same thing is going to happen
I don't know. I think remember, you got to think of the mindset of these different athletes. Hockey, they're built. Hockey players, they're built. That's a different
breed. They are. That's
NBA,
no question.
Right? I would say the
NHL is much different than any sport. I think the athlete is much different.
Okay.
And I say that as a positive, by the way.
Well, we had been talking about where's NHL, where's NHL. We haven't heard anything. And good. You know what? They waited. They figured it out. They weren't going to backtrack on their plan. They took their time. I talked to a couple players today, and I said, what's your thoughts on this new plan? Like, you know what? They said to me, and I'm paraphrasing, we're not even looking at it. Like, when there's a set plan, we'll worry about it. But for right now, they're all just training.
Right.
They're all just training.
But they don't believe it either.
No. What they understand is that they see NBA, they see Major League Baseball, and they go, well, listen, once it's set in stone, because we say, okay, there's going to be two hub cities. But the article I read, I think it's the same one you read, they're looking at more than just two.
No, they're looking at two, and a possibility that they might have to spread it out to four if they can't accommodate
people.
Okay,
so my point is,
originally
it's not just
they were looking at eight or nine, but they've whittled it down now. It's too much to handle. They can't handle it with eight or nine. What happens, Christian, if in the middle of it, the numbers in one of those states where you're doing it, you're giving us your opinion that you would ignore those numbers. People are not, the government's not going to ignore those numbers. That's the issue I have with
them. I would not ignore those numbers, not at all.
So what happens if you're running your tournament?
I think you hamstring yourself. I think you paint yourself into a corner if all you think about is what happens when. That is my point.
But you have to.
Okay.
You have to have game plans.
Yeah, okay, so answer the question.
You can't just sit there and say, okay, we're gonna do it on the fly. Can't do that.
I don't know. I think hockey, I told you a while ago that the hockey was going to come back. They'd already had these plans, and they didn't
follow
through on
them. The players wanted to come back. That's who you're talking to.
The players are going
to
come back. But Duchesne is thinking that this cup is going to be devalued.
Right.
Why? So, I mean, so what? It's not. I don't think it's going to be. It won't be devalued. It will just be looked at differently.
Let's talk to our buddy Pierre McGuire. We haven't talked to him in a while, and find out what he thinks about all of this, and maybe some of the stuff that he's hearing with all of this stuff. And then we'll get some reaction, and we'll tell you what's the latest with the NBA. It's 617-779-7937 right here on OMF. Hold on here. Whoa. Hey, get used to a health plan that puts you first. Always Health Partners at alwayshealthpartners.org.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.